The Holy Gospel for this Good Shepherd Sunday is from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the word of life.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
It was singer and songwriter Bobby McFerrin of Don't Worry, Be Happy fame that wrote and sang that song, the 23rd Psalm, and dedicated it to his mother. Love that song. I remember the first time I heard it many years ago when his Medicine Music CD came out. And that was just right after Don't Worry, Be Happy was popular, and kind of wanted to see what's this next thing. And when I heard that song, it was like I did a double take. And then I did a triple take. And then it moved me to tears. Because there's something profoundly beautiful to me about that feminine imagery for God, something very sacred and holy. I'm very thankful that Vicky and John and Eric were willing to sing that with me today so that we could share that song with you. Not only because it's Mother's Day, not only because it is Good Shepherd Sunday, but also because I think it's important for us to open our hearts to experience the fullness of God, of who God is and of what God is like. On the whole, as people of faith, we are more comfortable speaking about God in masculine terms, right? I mean, when we refer to God, we often refer to God as He. Yet we also know that God is more than that. God is more than male. God is more than female. God is more than masculine, more than feminine. God is everything. God is more. God is more. God is more than what it means for us to be human. We try to understand an infinite God with our limited human experiences. Yet God is more than those experiences. God is more than we could ever fully understand. At least every once in a while, it's important for us to remember this. Because throughout history, as humans become more narrow in our understanding of who God is and of what God is like, we can also become narrow in our understanding of who God favors. If you think about it, Jesus came up against this all the time, all throughout his ministry. People in the gospel lesson today wanted him to speak plainly to them because they didn't get it. Are you the Messiah? Are you of God or what? They pressed him on this over and over again because his actions, kind of who Jesus favored, the sinners, the tax collectors, the outcasts, didn't fit in with who they thought God favored. They believed God favored the wealthy, the healthy, the powerful, the strong. Jesus responds to them, telling them that he has shown them who he is. He has shown them who God is. But they're refusing to see it. They're refusing to listen. They're refusing to understand. Our God is a good and faithful God who's always reaching out, always, just like the Psalm 23 says, always leading and guiding, comforting, restoring, forgiving, nurturing, loving. In particular, to those who are most vulnerable, to the lost, the forsaken, the outcast, the oppressed. Over and over and over again, even on the cross, Jesus opens his arms wide to embrace all of God's children, no matter who we are or where we are in this journey through life. The Lord is our shepherd and has made us the sheep. And that's actually really good news. Although sheep aren't the smartest animals in the bunch, that is really good news. No, they're not. This is really good news because of this, because we are the sheep of the Good Shepherd. We will never walk through life alone. God will never leave us. God will never forsake us. No one, no thing can take us out of God's hands. Our very lives are held in the hands of our Good Shepherd. Not only are we held in God's hands, our very lives held in God's hands, but we are those hands of God. In our world today, we are the body of Christ, reaching out to comfort, to restore, to forgive, to love, to nurture, to walk with those who are walking through a dark and dreary land, to be with the ones who are vulnerable, ones who are lost or forsaken. This is important and sometimes difficult work. So today, take a deep breath and rest for a bit, to be renewed, to be restored, to let Christ embrace you and hold you close, to hold you close with a love that will never ever let you go, to be held with the love of the Good Shepherd. Be filled today. Open your heart wide so that you can experience the fullness of God's love for you, the fullness of who God is, the fullness of a God who loves you deeply and dearly. A God who is always with you. A God who holds you close. Like a good shepherd. Each and every day. Be filled with the love of this God. As you go out to love one another. Amen.